Whatever's in there, it's big and it's moving fast. Drive!
Go, go, go! Go.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
And today we're doing before and after reviews, which is where we go see a brand new movie in the theater, give our thoughts before and after.
Spoiler-free, of course.
Spoiler-free, of course.
But do we really even care about spoilers? You know what this movie is? Well, there's going to be tornadoes in it.
Oh, okay.
Did you know?
No, because I wrote a little thought on this thing, a little opening here.
Oh, goody.
I wrote, just to get it started, I wanted to get the facts.
Oh,
we never do this, so I figure, let's get some facts.
All right.
So today we are talking about Hollywood's latest attempt to make a live-action adaptation of a board game. This one stars heartthrob Glenn Powell as Redman Spot, actress Daisy Edgar-Jones as Armanda Spindrell. The synopsis reads, a team of FBI agents is forced to work together with a local detective to track down a serial killer named Orb Shah, who leads them into a deadly game that might find them bent out of shape. We are, of course, talking about Hasbro's Twisters.
Wait, I am very
It's
confused.
shockingly directed by John Woo. So I guess there's going to be a lot of pigeons in this film.
Oh my God, wait a minute. There's a plot?
Well, yeah, we're talking about Hasbro's Twisters.
No.
It's a live action take on a board game. The very popular board game.
Oh, okay. No, sir.
This is not what we're talking about.
No, sir.
Today?
No. No, sir. That's absolutely wrong.
So where did I get all this information about Redman Spot and Marnda Spindrell?
Okay, I don't think you're reading the right thing. What this movie is about is it's about weather.
All right, let me look into this a little more because I thought that's what we were seeing. I was actually kind of really excited about seeing this Orb Shah and
Armanda did not sound correct when you said that, and then you said that it's a there's a plot. So
this
yeah,
is
that
not
just
directed
me.
By John Woo.
No.
Oh my God, let me look into this a little
no,
more.
No, this is actually you were right about one thing,
what
Glenn Powell, and this is Twisters. Twisters.
Yeah, so I said I looked it up and I found this board game movie. Okay, so Twisters. All right, let me look up and see if there's another one. Oh yeah, you're right. And it does star Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar-Jones. Shockingly, playing Redman Spot or Armanda Spindrell.
Oh, okay. Well, I really like the name Armanda Spindrell, but no, that's not it. We are talking about weather. We're talking about
I figure their names were like clever plays on the game itself. So I was really excited about it. I was like, well, that's clever.
You know, I would actually want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no Orb Shah in this movie?
No.
There's no serial killer?
No.
No John Woo?
No.
Okay, so we're talking, and I just had to guess, is this a movie that has something to do with the Twister movie with Bill Paxton and
yes.
Helen Hunt?
Yes, that's correct. You know, from the 90s, right?
That's the one with the product placement where they took cans of Pepsi and they shot it into a design that actually made in a tornado, the Pepsi sign?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
That's popular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's
also
the one.
A movie that stars a bunch of celebrities who should not have been in that movie that were big, pretty good actors, like Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes, correct.
So, who do we got in this?
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, he is. He is hunky. All right, now that I'm looking it up, I see that this movie was directed by Lee Isaac Chung. Shockingly, directed the 2020 movie Minari. Is that how you say it?
Minari?
Yeah, which was nominated.
We didn't see that flick.
No. Okay. That's a very shocking twist. It's not John Woo, but at least it's somebody who actually has directed something very, very popular.
I think I want to see John Woo's Twisters.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. I kind of do too, and I hope I didn't make it so we're not as excited now. I guarantee, though, that this movie might have double tornadoes.
Twins? We have twins?
And I don't know if it's because the title gave it away. I don't know if the Twisters means double.
Well, there's no possible way for me to be more excited about this film.
Well, can I tell you one fun fact? This isn't a sequel.
Wow.
Yeah. So they decided to do Twisters and not say that one of these people is the kids of the movie, the people in the last movie, and not have a cameo from any of the actors.
Okay.
The only thing that does cameo is the machine that shoots the Pepsi things.
You mean Dorothy?
Dorothy.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to link it up anyhow.
They're not even going to try to explain it from what I can gather.
So but she's not like Helen Hunt's daughter or anything like that?
No, no. And she's not Armanda Spindrell.
I really want to see Armanda Spindrell in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do want to see that. I'm more excited about John Woo's movie.
I'm a little confused now because I looked this up and I found all this information about this Hasbro's Twister movie. And are you also going to tell me that Hungry Hippos is not also coming out? So all these movies I'm looking at right now are not real movies. Connect 4 starring Brad Pitt.
Stop fucking around.
As Checker Dropper.
What? Checker Dropper?
I got the names right here. It's directed by Brett Ratner. So.
I am leaving my own house.
So Checker Dropper is not a real character
Checker
in
Dropper.
A movie coming out.
That's amazing.
Oh, Jesus. So all these things, my whole life is a lie.
Everything
at this
that
point.
You know is a complete lie.
It's a complete lie.
And you're dragging me into this.
I know.
I'm an innocent here.
I have a feeling that Candyland is also not happening. I was really excited about that one. I mean, when I saw the words Morgan Freeman Candyland, oh I was like, he was also playing Peter Schutz.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I'm leaving this podcast. You've gone out of your mind. Mm. You have really gone out of your mind.
Look, let's talk about the real movie here. Do you think this movie will be at least fun? Because, look, Glenn Powell, he's so likable.
I mean, he's
he is
precious.
So damn likable.
He is precious, but I can't do this movie. I can't. I don't understand the reasoning. Why did this movie have to happen? I can already tell by the trailer it's going to be the stupidest thing I have ever seen. And I have seen a lot of stupid. A lot.
Well, here's the thing. The trailer's not that good. And you know my rule here.
The trailer's not that good, then the movie might be good.
Yes.
But yeah, but no.
What,
no,
if, what if it has a rope store in the movie that they find themselves needing to go to the rope store to tie themselves down to save them from the Twisters?
And they lasso the Twister with the rope?
Well, I don't know about that. I was talking about time. I mean, if they did that, that's fucking crazy. And it sounds amazing.
Stop playing. Oh, my God.
In that movie where Glenn Powell rides a tornado, I would think his name would be Buck. What do you think?
I'm sorry, everybody, my obnoxious giggling, but he's killing me right now. I was completely blindsided by all of this. Okay. Yes.
You know, I realize now that my joke about Morgan Freeman playing Peter Schutz is actually Schutz and Ladders and not Candyland. Is there Chutes and Ladders in Candyland? Why did I even come with that conclusion?
No.
So Chutes and Ladders is what I'm thinking of. What do you shoot down in the Candyland game? Don't you, like, move down the things?
I don't remember Candyland. I just remember the board was really pretty. But I don't really remember Candyland. I remember Chutes and Ladders. And yes, you're thinking of Chutes and Ladders. For Peter Shoot.
Peter Schutz.
You're such a goober. Oh, my God.
Michael Landers. Ladders. Michael Ladders and Peter Schutz.
Peter Schutz
and
Michael
Morgan
Ladders.
Morgan Freeman, Anthony Hopkins film.
Oh, my gosh.
Schutz and Ladders.
Oh, God. Is that directed by Steven Spielberg?
Wow, you went out there. At least I was picking people like Brett Ratner.
Oh, my gosh.
That you can actually see doing it.
Oh, my God, I can't take this right now.
All right, so this movie, you have low expectations.
Oh, it's going to be trash.
What if we like it?
No, we're not going to like it.
Because we've been on a streak of being upset.
Oh, I'm going to be upset. No, you know what? Here, I am not going to be upset because I already know that it's going to be crap. I already know it. I know it 100%. There's going to be that beaming, adorable, charm of a smile from Glenn Powell. You know, he's going to be likable. He's going to be cute. He's going to be funny.
He's going to play a cowboy.
He's going to play a cowboy. Yeah, and he's, you know, he's going to be wearing the shirt that sticks to his body when it rains. And that's not enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's not enough for me. I can't do it. There's no earthly reason that this film should have been made. Period.
Okay? Really? Period. I don't know why, because Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt were trying to get a sequel made for a very long time.
And it didn't happen for a reason.
I don't know. I mean, it isn't the worst concept. The original Twister is okay.
The thing I think is going to save this film, and just like it saved the original film, is that the Twisters are going to look cool. That's the only connection here, that the Twisters are going to look cool.
Is the special effects going to be worth it? And I think maybe that's possible.
Maybe. I mean, I might be able to get through it because of that. But I already can tell you, I'm going to need a beer going in.
All right, so you're going to come out with a low 5?
I'm probably going to come out with a 5.
Okay.
It'll be mediocre at best.
I'm going to go and say, what if, and just say, this is a 6.
Okay. I'll let you have that, because I think that there's going to be some charming things happening with Mr. Powell, and I think the Twisters and the special effects are going to be good, but I think it's going to be the other characters that are going to annoy the fuck out of us. Big time.
Really?
Yep.
So you think this is going to be very reminiscent of the original Twister that had a whole bunch of characters?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't remember this of them being exactly obnoxious, but
I'm going to tell you, this is going to be the same exact film as the Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton one. The same exact film. Mark my words. Watch.
Okay, I'm going to mark them. So you're saying that in the opening of this, we're going to watch a little girl's father get sucked out of a basement. All right.
Maybe not that exact thing, but something to that effect.
Will there be flying cows?
Yes, there will. Yep.
Oh,
every
I hope not.
Single thing it that might lose flew a point. In the first movie is going to fly in this one.
I noticed that the movies that are more, and I usually love artistic movies more than you do, and the last few I haven't enjoyed, and I have a feeling I'm going to be back on that train of, you know, I just kind of like blockbuster schlock, and this might be it.
I mean, we're going to have a good time, I think, simply because it's going to be on Screen X, so we'll have like that experience with the side view and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But, it just has the best crisp screen.
That's yeah, well, as go. Long as we're invested into it, you know, fine. But I mean, people are going to say, oh, you don't need a plot when it comes to movies like this. I don't know, but you do. You do to an extent. Otherwise, the movie's just a steamy pile of diarrhea, and you don't really care about nothing that's happening except for the flying cows. You know?
All right.
Like, you need something more.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go get a beer.
All right, let's go.
It's Tyler Owens. Calls himself Tornado Wrangler.
If you feel it,
Jason!
I said, if you feel it,
Jason!
Perfect!
She's gorgeous!
You thought you could destroy a tornado.
We never had a chance.
You want one? You don't face your fears. You ride them.
All right, here's the deal, Joe.
Okay.
I need you to come back home because these tornadoes, they're threatening the people we love. And only you can stop them. Hey, everybody, we're back. We just saw Twisters, and it was not a movie about the Hasbro video, a board game.
That probably would have been a better movie.
It could have been if it wanted to be. All right, here's the deal, okay? It's hard to take a movie in this kind of genre of disaster films seriously. You kind of got a whole bunch of things to break down in these kind of movies that make them could make them a success or could maybe ruin them. And I think one of the most important things is, are your characters, your leads, are they, do they have the charisma to hold the screen? I feel like that's the positive of this film. I think these two do.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Well, yes, I agree that the two positives were the main girl and, of course...
Yeah, Daisy Edgar-Jones, I believe her name
is. Yeah, and our guy. So that was it. Otherwise, I gotta tell you, the other characters sucked. I hated them. I hated them all, especially Javi. I hated him. Fucking Javi. Jeez.
Well, I mean, I was just gonna say that luckily, our two leads do have charisma. They have chemistry. They are likable enough to want to watch the film.
I mean, yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is enjoyable. Now, the second question is our disaster entertainment? Like, is our disaster entertainment worthy of your attention? And I'd say not so much.
No.
I would say that it was lackluster in that sense.
I thought that there was going to be more incredible visuals than we got. I mean, yeah, great, you know, tornadoes look cool, I guess, from far away. But just the utter destruction, like, it just stops being cool looking, you know? Like, and then you throw in, like, the human element, and it's just... I don't know. It just renders the whole movie. You kind of feel bad for watching. Like, for their excitement for the tornadoes and all that, their excitement going into it and like, yeehaw, you know, we're going into the tornado. It's like, I feel like that's kind of like throwing a wrench into the human element. You know what I mean? Like there's people that are losing their homes, their businesses, everything, their lives. And it's just like, wee, you know, I don't know.
It kind just, of, yeah. I mean, they are doing what they're doing and they talk about that a lot. There is a lot of references to trying to give back and help when it needs
yes,
to be.
Yes.
And studying it is important and all that. That kind of stuff was interesting to me. That part of it was at least entertaining enough. I was like, okay, you know, I like these people. I like what they have, what they're doing, where their characters are going. I like their bits about their past. You know, the reasons that I like one of those conversations where I like that it wasn't overboard needing to, you know, have your characters make out. You know,
I was glad that we didn't have to deal with that.
They did it enough with, in a clever way where I was like, you know what, this feels a little more unique. Unfortunately, though, its second half feels very silly. If there's a part where the tornado is literally the bad guy from Final Destination, it's like a Rube Goldberg machine. It's just like, it's like, let me throw this one bolt over here, and then that thing will make this thing fall mm-hmm. into that thing. And it's like almost freezing time so characters can do something in the middle of it.
It's like kind of being a bitch, you know? It's like, you can't sit with us type thing, because the tornado literally flips trucks and pulls people out and,
this
you know,
is something I hate
throws movies, them around. Yeah. Randomly, but the main character's truck is dead in the center of a freaking tornado and doesn't move.
Yeah. So they establish this idea that this truck has drills that can go into the floor. And I've seen this before and kind of bolted down. Unfortunately, your bed that you're carrying on the back of your truck that you're carrying along on its like two wheels or whatever, which also in this movie, if you watch it closely, it keeps extending.
Mm-hmm.
The size keeps changing. That thing isn't bolted down.
No.
And it has barrels on it. And we're seeing like trucks and things flying around. You can't, your suspension of disbelief gets thrown out with the tornado because it chooses what it wants to blow over.
Yeah, and it's picking and choosing which people it wants to suck up
beyond
into
people,
it.
Just anything.
Or objects or anything. I mean, these cars are literally getting pelted with shit. And what am I even saying? I mean, this is essentially just ridiculous.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the idea why they decided to not make this a straight-up sequel.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's no odd. Secret that there's no returning Helen Hunt or anything.
It's really acting like it didn't happen, although the device that they built is in the movie.
So Dorothy is in this movie, but they don't even bother to tell us how they got it.
How they got it.
They don't bother to even give us that, like, you know, hello, if you're going to put something in here from the past movie, then maybe explain it a little bit. No, it's just there. Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to throw in the nostalgia wrench? Well, how can you do that if you're not even explaining anything about it? You know, like, how do you have this?
How do you have this? It's obviously a throwaway cameo thing in the opening. And then they also go out of their way to try to replicate the movie theater scene.
Yeah.
So they have like another movie theater scene. But, you know, like in the original, it has this really, really cool visual of The Shining at a driving movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so really, really clever. And in here, when they try to replicate it, it feels extremely forced. I don't know. It did not click for me at all. It just did not work. It did not. And I would say that all it made me do was think about how this could have or it should have been a sequel. They could have referenced, they could have said the main character's mother was Helen Hunt.
Yeah, they should have.
They could have said that it's Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt's daughter or whatever, and pay a nice little tribute to Bill Paxton and say, like, he passed away.
They could have done that.
Could have done that, because what's odd here is it felt like it wanted to do that, and something must have happened behind in the production, because the character does have a mother only.
Yeah, it's actress's Maura Tierney.
Yeah, but that was interesting to see her pop up. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't help think, well, isn't that strange that this could have easily been Helen Hunt?
Yeah, and especially since they tried to get a sequel made for a long time.
Yeah, Helen Hunt was like fighting to get one made in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's kind of fucked up if you ask me.
It's kind of odd. I think it really would have maybe helped it out a little more, fleshing out this story and talking about the mother and, you know, like how it's in the character's genes, you know, like it's something that they were able to do, you know, or establish whatever. And nice, pay a little tribute to Bill Paxton and the original movie and say that, you know, I couldn't do it forever. It's not life I want for you. Could have been anything.
Something.
And I think it would have added to the film in a way where it really felt like it needed it.
Yeah, it really did. Like, I felt like this movie was kind of, it could have had more heart than it did. I mean, this is just a bunch of people driving into tornadoes, and I guess that's what you want to see in this, because really, there's no need for plot when you think about it.
I mean, I guess I don't think that's particularly true. You kind of want a reason.
Yeah, but the reason that, well, the driving force here was straight up stupid. Okay, it was just straight stupid.
What's odd about this movie is there's multiple plot lines. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's a clever conversation about, like, how do we stop these things? Like, how do we stop these things from forming? How do we beat them? There's got to be a way. It is a very clever conversation. It's very interesting to, like, dissect that idea. And so I don't hate that, but the movie has like multiple weird plot threads that don't really matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's people, everyone in this movie has their own reasoning to be storm chasing. And it, some of the reasons are stupid. They're just, it, there's no need for that in this movie at all. And I can't say anything because it is a spoiler, but.
And it's not really, because it doesn't really matter.
It's like some land development, you know, scheme or whatever.
We'll talk about it off here, but
it's just, I can tell, I can't.
I would say that none of the ones but that plot line were oddly forced in and into a way just to get characters motivated to do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's strange, because one of these plot lines could have been fleshed out and built around. And that could have been the story.
Yeah.
I also think it's very funny that since we have already seen the original Twister, you kind of know, like, oh, Dorothy was to figure out how to, you know, how tornadoes are made. They're trying to track it, figure them out, and maybe they could figure out how to beat them. So this movie's kind of like expanding on that idea, which is odd to not be a sequel. And if that's the idea, characters just forget that that's what they're doing until, like, convenience comes in. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe that's the plot. Maybe I have to beat the dragon.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't you beat the dragon instantly? Why did you wait?
Yeah.
Very, very strange. Very odd. I don't know. This is one where I was like, I'm liking this first half. I'm liking this meet cute. I'm liking this small build up with him and her meeting and their little, like, hot and cold. And I like that he's never a douchebag to her. I like the typical thing that you'd see in these kind of movies, you know, especially in the 80s and 90s, where the guy was like kind of a dick,
mm-hmm.
and he warms up to her. No, he's kind of like a nice dude.
I told you, this is what we were talking about. He is going to be charming. He's going to flash his toothy, adorable smile, and his little dimples are going to show, and he's just going to be charming.
But I think there's a little bit more there. I think that you're kind of simplifying. I'm just saying that
I am simplifying it.
I feel like it's a little more well done than I'm kind of used to in these rom-com type situations and characters in these movies. I always feel like, oh, they're going to be jerks to each other. Why would these two fall in love?
Right.
You know, and in this movie, it's kind of like, that's not important. The love aspect isn't important. But two people meeting each other. And them having, like, a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be this forced love thing. But it could just be a slowly building feeling.
Yeah.
And I think the movie does that very well. I feel like none of it is really in your face gratuitously. And it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in, like, those moments are kind of clever. And I kind of like that. But as the movie went on, and it started going, oh, yeah, we're making a tornado movie. Because since this is a tornado movie, there's going to be about 30 tornadoes making in like only like two days.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just popping out of everywhere.
It's every ridiculous.
Single day. Oh, we're going to fall into tornadoes. There's always one every single day.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I have a question for you. Did you feel the 2-hour runtime on this?
It was that long, huh?
Yes. Because I definitely did. I felt it.
I didn't feel exactly 2 hours, if that's what it was. Are you sure it was 2 hours? Because
1 hour and 57 minutes.
No shit. Wow.
Yep.
I didn't exactly feel that, but I will say in that second half, I felt the dullness. I felt the forced need to wrap things up or go for like an ending and them trying to struggle. Like, we don't really have much. So let's just get to a big event. And that big event is just very, very just mediocre. And it doesn't really, it's nothing startling.
No, it's very lackluster. I mean, I feel like this movie is all about visuals. And I think that they even lacked in that department. There were some things that were cool.
Yeah, there's a couple moments.
Yeah, there were some things that were cool. Like the movie theater thing and all that. But like, I feel like it just was so, like, all mixed in. It was like a huge mashup. And I feel like I was watching the same movie that I watched back then with Helen Hunt.
Well, I mean, at least in that, they're like driving through a house. There's funny moments. There's bits that you really stand out. Like I said, the visual of the movie, the outside movie theater getting ripped up and that just being very creepy. There was something really, really like the way they shot it in that original movie was very terrifying. I don't know what it is. Maybe it doesn't hold up because I never really loved the original either.
No.
I think it was kind of like, it's like that quaint, oh, it's fun. It's kind of fun, you know, but I never something that blew me away. Even if I like,
I see what you did.
I didn't mean it. But this one is the opposite. Or I was like, maybe because we're so jaded from all the disaster films we've seen after the last Twister movie.
Yes.
That to now, everything's kind of like, eh.
But you know what's amazing about Twisters is that you can literally park your car right in front of one, get out, and just slowly walk away. And the wind doesn't even blow your hair. You're fine. So that just, that did me right in. I had some problems. Yeah, it did.
I don't remember non-hair blowing.
Oh sequence. God, there were so many scenes in this movie where it just the Twisters just it would just pick and choose who they wanted to knock about. You know, it was like, okay, well, we'll take your car this time, or no, you know what, you guys are fine. You guys stay there in the car and just don't even like, you know, move. Don't, the car won't even shake. You're fine.
I like that one character in particular is driving Lone Star's Winnebago, and I kept going, how is that not blowing away?
Right. It's ridiculous. There is no way, and I'm sorry, I'm not a, you know, rocket scientist or nuclear physicist or engineer, but I will tell you that that truck that had those drills. Things, the drills in the ground, how do you think that that truck is going to hold there when this tornado is literally picking up gas stations? I mean, what?
So
it's a truck, and there's
big drill bits. I can imagine this being possible.
Is it drilling into the Earth's core?
Well, no, but they're going in so that would tie it down. But they show later on it doesn't exactly work depending on the speed of the tornado. So you see it dragging in the dirt, like starting to rip out. You can kind of see how this could be a pop. I think they actually really exist.
They probably do. I just think that in this movie, it was quite ridiculous. It just was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you got a score for it? I'm over it.
I love how much you're just like, move on with it.
I mean, there's
it, man.
Nothing else to say. This movie was literally a disaster film. There was some charm coming off of Glenn Powell and the girl, but otherwise, all the other characters were just filler. I don't even remember any of their names. There was no point. Javi got on my last nerve with his stupid facial expressions and his terrible line delivery. It was out and out terrible line delivery. I mean, you even motioned to me in the movie theater.
It wasn't about line delivery so much as it was scripting.
Or the lines themselves.
I mean, literally saying it's going to go for the people we love. That's crazy. That's just nuts. Like, it does not work for me whatsoever.
Like, it's got a vendetta.
Yeah, almost saying that.
Are you kidding me? I just can't.
Or having a character's like, hey, we got to go help people. And the other character's like, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, that just feels so fake.
It is.
It just feels forced. And that's why I don't absolutely hate the film. I don't. I definitely know where it's weak and why it's weak, but I don't hate it enough. I'm giving it a 5, a mediocre 5. I find that I can see that people would have some, you know, fun with it. I think that the characters, the two main characters at least, bring the plot. There's definitely some interesting stuff in the opening. Like, there's some clever stuff, and I think that she's a good actress. I think that she maybe lost her accent once, but she was a very good actress. I believed her. I liked her story, like what she had gone through. I think that was interesting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I feel like this was on the cusp of being something really interesting, but it just couldn't get there because of the forced need to keep putting in the tornado wrangling stuff.
It was just too much for me. It was just too much. I mean, like, it was just crazy how, like, six of them were sprouting out in one day. And
oh, it's like Storm was there.
It was crazy because... from the X-Men. Yeah, that's what I felt like. It was too much. I don't want to give it a 5. I did not care.
You want to go lower, huh?
I just didn't care for it. It was so ridiculous. I don't know if Glenn Powell's pretty teeth are enough to save the
What is your fascination with his teeth?
Well, he has the most beautiful white smile.
Wow. Jeez.
And like, you know, charming good looks and whatever. I'm just like, I don't know. He reminds me of like a Disney prince.
It's ridiculous. I don't see that at all. I see a wise ass, and I that's why I really like him. There's something about him that I there's so many characters I want him to play, and I see that like that Ryan Reynolds beginning career,
yeah,
where he can kind of do things, but you know he also seems to be able to deliver that, you know, smart ass, but also be a leading guy, and
yeah, like how he was in Maverick.
Yeah, exactly.
And I loved him in that.
Well, I always talk about Scream Queens, which is the where we first saw him. And
Chad Radwell.
And he was so funny on that show that I was like, he has to be everything, this guy.
He really was the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
White teeth. I'm not going to unsee them. I'm always looking at his eyes because they're very small.
Oh, yeah, he has the tiniest eyes.
He does. He has like those very sunken eyes.
Yeah.
Whereas our lead actress has extremely... emotional eyes, and I think they're really interesting to look at.
Oh, you think they're emotional?
Yeah, you think they're dead?
I think she has dead eyes.
Oh, I think she's very... I find her very pretty, and I think her eyes were very emotional.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. I feel the opposite about her. Although, I think she's pretty, but I just feel like her eyes are... I don't know. I'm done on that. But I feel like... Okay, I will tell you this. I did like the two of them together. This movie was competently filmed. It wasn't like, you know, talking trash worthy. It was not great. It was ridiculous.
It's definitely not talking trash worthy.
No, it was a ridiculous movie. It was some of the stuff they did in it.
It's a tornado. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So just go in knowing you're going to see some, you're going to have a fun ride. That's it. I'm going to say it's a 5. I'll say it's a 5. It wasn't great. It was mediocre.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it. I didn't have like a rootin' tootin' good time. I was just like, okay, all right, that's the thing that happens. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I was pretty pissed off.
That's our thoughts.
I was pretty pissed off that they didn't do any kind of tribute to Bill Paxton. I thought that was fucked up, and they should have.
It's an odd choice. It was an odd choice, but I really feel like they changed the script in some way.
I don't know. I want to see what other people have to say about it. That's it. I'm going to give it a 5. See it or don't, but we saw it on Screen X where, you know,
it doesn't matter. I just like, in our theater in particular, the screen is the best and the sound is the best in that theater.
It is.
So yeah. I always want to go see it on that because, you know, these days when you go to the movie theater, some screens are not given the love. The sound is not given the love that it should.
Mm-hmm.
This one is top notch on our screen here. And that's the only reason I even want to go in there. And that's why I'm excited to see, like, Alien Romulus in there.
Oh, yeah, we're seeing that in there.
Yeah, because I just want to see space and around us. And I think that'd be cool.
Yep.
All right, so that's our thoughts on... Twister, Hasbro's Twister. There was this really cool part where Glenn Powell had to bend over the other characters to get the bomb switch. And it was...
Wait, left foot red?
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Worst. Orb Shay? Orb Shay was like, red foot on green. Is that what I said? Right? Red foot, I said? Right. Right foot.
It's time for bed.
Don't show your white teeth.
He has a nice smile. I can't help it.
And your dead eyes.
She doesn't have dead eyes.
I don't. You said it, not me.
Well, we were talking about eyes, so I don't know, and you said dead eyes, so I was like, all right, she has dead eyes.
I said they're very emotional eyes, and you said...
I feel like they're emotionless.
But that's what I'm saying. Dead eyes, like
I
a doll.
I don't want to say dead. That's kind of rough. But I don't know. She's cute. I'm fine with the two of them. They saved the movie for me, the two of them.
They're going to have beautiful babies.
Oh, jeez.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hit us up on social media. Tell us your thoughts. I already see some over reviews of this movie, so I'm a little shocked.
Of course.
Of course. We don't know what people like anymore. We really don't. But yeah, talk to me on social media, on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night, and Joe's on The Crafty Misfit. Tell us what you think. I'd love to hear it. Tell us why we're wrong. Tell us why his teeth are the most beautiful white teeth you've ever seen. Or tell us why her eyes are so dead that you don't even, you feel like you're living, you're looking at a living dead doll.
No.
All right, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Was that it?
Nope.